The case of hepatitis A in frozen berries imported by Paddy's Foods focused the attention and made 30 people ill. But it's actually microbes like salmonella causing more problems. Food safety expert Richard Bennett.
Well, salmonella certainly, according to the Department of Health, is our area of greatest concern, really, because it is one of the few areas of foodborne illness that's actually increasing. Overall, incidences of foodborne illness are on the decline, despite the fact that they are possibly receiving more coverage in the media. But overall, foodborne illness has decreased from 4.3 million cases on average in 2000 to 4.1 million cases in 2010. So in that, salmonella has actually increased, but most other forms of foodborne illness have in fact declined.
So which areas of food producers, fresh food I suppose, have to clean up their act still?
Well, you know, it's across the board that, you know, our supply chains have become more complex. The way we eat, you know, our meal solutions have become far more complex and have a greater range of food inputs. It's not steak and, you know, it's not chops and three veg like it used to be. We expect greater shelf life out of products that are being stretched to the limit. You know, to actually contain foodborne illness to where it is has been pretty good. But it's a range. It's across all food items. And Australian consumers sadly can expect to get ill once every, you know, 4 years or 5 years or so on average due to contaminated food.
On its first anniversary, the Australian Fresh Produce Safety Centre in Sydney has launched a new guideline to make growing and handling food safer. Richard Bennett.
It is a combination of the best knowledge and experience and research that's been conducted, pulled together into one document that applies through the supply chain from farm to retail and trans-Tasman. It's had input from Australian expertise and New Zealand because we've got just so many issues in common that it makes sense to do it that way. And, industry put this as their number one priority.
Joseph Ekman is Technical Director of the private fruit company grower and distributor Fresh Produce Group.
In the public consciousness and in consumers and customers' mind, it's often, I think, there's a popular perception that the main risk might be associated with pesticides, with chemical contamination. We've seen a significant improvement in compliance with chemical use, and, of course, the costs of chemical use are increasing all the time. So growers are very conscious and diligent in their use of those chemicals. The main threat comes from microbial contamination. Because unlike chemical contamination, which degrades and breaks down in time and through the supply chain, microbial contamination can actually grow, given the right conditions.
Joe Ekman says the guidelines don't add red tape to food producers.
There is a food safety incident with fresh produce. It affects all of those growers. It doesn't affect one retailer or one particular region or one grower. Consumers get the message that product is just risky and there's a safety issue associated with it. This doesn't add to the complexity. This is a part of the harmonising of those programs and making sure we all have a central reference point.
Because when frozen berries were found to have been contaminated with hepatitis A, all sales of frozen berries that were imported fell?
I've heard figures of, you know, perhaps sales are probably perhaps around 30% of what they were from some retailers on the frozen berry category. So it's had a substantial and lasting impact on that category. And that's why it's important that the industry take an industry-wide approach to this, because everyone is affected in this.